We're learning Shmiras HaLoshen, Shah HaTorah, and we are on Perek Ches, the paragraph which begins, Ve'esa Mishali V'oymar. The Chafetz Chaim is continuing to discuss the importance of Talmud Torah, and specifically to make sure that we educate and encourage our children Derech HaTorah V'HaMitzvos, in the ways of the Torah, to learn Torah and to follow in the mitzvahs of Hashem. And he begins with a mashal. V'esa mishali v'oymar l'shnei mishlim, two kings shahayu nilchomim ze im ze, that were fighting with each other. They were at war. V'kavu zman b'neihem, and they set a set time. Oh, okay, you know, good time to go fight. And they agreed, good time to go fight. For 4 days, they will have a war. It was on the first day. The first ruler was victorious. And the enemy of the first king, he lost many, many soldiers, many people died. And the second day, they went out to war again. The second king this time was victorious over the first king. So the first day, the first king was victorious over the second king. Second king, on the second day, was victorious over the first king. On the third day, they went out to war again. The first king, just like the first day, was victorious again over the second king. Strategy time now. Time to discuss how to win this war. Not just the battles, but the war. It was at night. When the king's officers got together to discuss what's the next step to be victorious, one gave a suggestion. Let's figure out a situation how to become victorious. What gain is there if we go out to war again tomorrow? Maybe we'll lose again at battle, just like we did on the second day of war. So the Eitzah was as follows. Etein Eitzah Guna Vahu. Hinei Mokam Hamaginim Vahakli Zayin Shalehem Hu Chutz Lamachne. So one of the officers, one of the generals, he suggested as follows. You want to win the war? You're right. We should not just go out and attack and intend to be victorious. Let's go out there before we go out at battle, on the battlefield, and destroy the bunker, destroy the storage house where they keep all their weapons, and destroy and take away all of their protective shields. This was the advice. Out of the camp is their weapons and their shields. They only have a few soldiers protecting it, not the whole army. We'll ambush them. They won't expect us to attack them. And once they don't have any weapons, how will they be victorious? And this advice was accepted. And this is what they did. They went and they attacked the weapons where the weapons are stored. On the fourth day, the ruler, the king, set out the sign, let's go attack. So the second king and all the soldiers realized, wait a minute, they're coming to attack. Let's go get the weapons. Vayirutzu anshi ha-moish la-sheni lil-boish es migineihem, to go and put on their uniform, their army, their armored gear. Well, he's dying b'klei zeinam. Well, I matzu, but they couldn't find anything. The storage house was empty. No swords, no spears, no bows and arrows, no shields, nothing. They were forced to surrender. They were forced to accept the authority of the first king. This is the mashal the Chavetz Chaim gives. What's the nimshal? Kain mamish hadavar hazeh. So too, our topic of Talmud Torah, of learning Torah, is the same as well. Ki hinei yadua ki yetzahara ish milchama hu viragol tamid lehilachim im klal Yisrael. Because we know that yetzahara is a man of war, and he wants to make sure that he fights on a regular basis, and he has different avenues how to go about this war. Just like in the Marshal. One day the first king was victorious, the second day the second king was victorious. And back and forth, the battles go up and down, back and forth. So too with the Yitzhahara. Some days a person is victorious, and some days he loses. He loses the battle. The Yitzhahara says, wait a minute, it's not smart. I don't like to lose. I want to be victorious all the time. So let me go and destroy all their weapons. Let me go and destroy their safety, the support system. If I do that, they have no place to go. I'll be victorious. I have no other choice how to win. I will destroy their weapons that they fight and they use against me. What are the weapons of Klal Yisrael? The Hi HaTorah. The weapons is the Torah. Asher Hi Levad Amaginu LeYisrael Min HaYetzahara. This is the sole protection we have against the Yetzahara. As the Gemara tells us, V'Hakli Zayin Asher Nilcham Mimoy. This is the weapons which we fight against the Yetzahara with. We use it to protect ourselves. Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Loitayra Tavlin. Ubilta I Asha Lehinatzel Mi'itai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzahara, and Hashem says, I am telling you the only way, the one and only way to protect yourselves is Liman HaTayra. Without Torah, it's impossible. As we elaborate on different places, we see Chavetz Chaim says in his times, Yitzhahara attacks a person, and his main attack is bittul Torah, not learn Torah. This is the Yitzhahara's main focus. If he can accomplish this, he has everything. He's won the battle. He's won the war. And it's very simple to understand why that is. Imagine a person follows a GPS which tells them to make the wrong turns, the wrong direction. See, I don't have to really imagine this because I have this situation sometimes. The arrow says left, but the GPS says to go right. What do I do now? Do I trust the arrow? Or do I trust the voice? It's very confusing. They're not in sync with each other sometimes. When a person doesn't have the Torah is instructions to life. So his GPS is off. And it's very confusing. And if the goal is Olam Haba, Hashem put us here in this world to reach the world to come. Without the Torah, we can't reach our goal. And we're lost. V'atik, next paragraph, ma shemarti ala pasuk b'shir ha'shirim, v'novi achakach l'inyaneinu. Chavetz Chaim now will bring some psukim in Shir HaShirim, which then he'll tie it into our discussion. And we know, of course, Shir HaShirim is that expression of the law between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael, between Hashem and His beloved children. And he says, V'u HaKosav Oymer, the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Perakalov Pasuk Zayin, Hagida li she'ava nafshi, Eicha sira, eicha tarbitz batzarayim. Tell me, the dear love of my life, where will you graze your sheep? Where will you pasture them in the afternoon? What does this mean, says Rashi? Shoymeres kinesis Yisrael lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki'ishu labaylo. Klai Yisrael say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a wife who speaks to her husband, Hagida li she'ava nafshi. My dear husband, the love of my life, tell me. Eicha sira tzoyncha ve'eicha tarbitzem betzarayim ve'golus oivdei kechavim she'eis tzara lehem ketzarayim she'eis tzara letzoyim. Tell me. How you can graze your flocks, you meaning Hashem, and pasture them in the afternoon, which refers to the golus, the unbearable golus. It's like the unrelenting heat in the afternoon sun to the flock, the sheep when they go graze. The Klai Yisrael, when they are in the golus, they are like out in the sun, like the sheep are out in the sun. How can this happen? V'eishiv al zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the protection? Hashem answers back, my people, my dear nation, you who are the most beautiful of all the nations in the world, if you do not know how to graze among the nations in your exile, as Rashi explains, follow in the footsteps of your forefathers, protect yourselves, my children, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Rashi explains. Follow and study and go in the ways of your forefathers who accepted my Torah and guarded my mitzvahs. Go in their ways. The reward for this, that you will follow in the footsteps of your forefathers, of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, will be to go out and graze your flocks in the exile among the nations of the world. Meaning what? That you will be successful. Yirmiyahu said, make for yourself signs while you're in the exile. Signs to survive, to be successful. The Chofetz Chaim is telling us here, as we'll see in the next paragraph, that we have to first realize Golus is difficult. If a person doesn't understand that there are dangers, he can hurt himself. If he thinks everything is fine and nice and dandy and life is great, but he doesn't realize every day he's being polluted, every day he's being affected, every day this tumor, this sickness is being injected into him, the system every day stronger and stronger, what will be the success? How can he be successful against this enemy? V'hinei l'chayra ma'adaheishiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chi knesses Yisrael la'yoda sh'mitzvah leilech v'derech aviseinu. The Chofetz Chaim is asking, what's this conversation going back and forth over here? Knesses Yisrael, Klai Yisrael are in exile. They say, how can we be successful? And the response is, Hashem says, follow in the footsteps of your forefathers. They don't know this. They don't know this, that this is the answer Hashem gives them. The truth is, it's really a deeper point message here. The Knesset Yisrael, Shola Eitza, Klaiso asks the question, Hey, Chlasa is Beis Azu, how could it be at this time, Shonu Mechusorin Hashfa, that we are lacking the proper influence, not only are we lacking the positive influence, we have so many tragedies. And because of this, Yitzhara is occupying our times with nonsense, narshkeit. He pressures us, the Yitzhara, with the different decrees that come upon us from different places, from the Eidei Kechavim, Lazer. The question is, Ba'akasa B'loshin Tire, Shumayre Al Hashpa. That's why the Pasuk says the expression of Sire, to graze, which is referring to how can I pasture? Tarbits. What does this mean? How can I be successful in this difficult situation? What does this mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu says to them, you are the most beautiful of all, referring to Klai Yisrael as the women. Since you did not know, go out and graze the flocks. Go out and graze the flocks. Haynu, shinis boini medarche v'seinu. Follow and think about, contemplate the ways of the Avos. Hu ki yaduhu hu ma sha'anu b'nei Yisrael murgolim kimat b'chol tefilo. Because we know, we say in every single tefilah, shiyizku lo nakadosh baruch hu z'chus Avos. Hashem should mention and remind that we mentioned the z'chus Avos. Every Shemoneh Esrei is to mention the Zchus Avos. Haynu im neilich me'at darcheim, if we just go a little in their ways, we should be zoyche, we should merit some of the merits, the Zchus of the Avos. V'av shein anu yechidl nahasig afilu me'at min ha'ma'at midarcheim ha'kdoishim, even though it's not really possible for us to really be on their levels, their holy levels that they attained, even to go in their ways, as the Pasuk says, Ha'adam ha'golda ba'anokim, in Yeshua, Sefer Yeshua, refers to Avram Avinu, who is the Adam ha'golda ba'anokim. Amru Chazal, is the Avram, Usharu Avos, and Yitzchak and Yaakov, Mistom ha'gamken kinyon zeh. So we see that the Avos HaKadoshim, are referred to as the great giants. Mikamakim, nonetheless, in near Litvais Kefimashi Yazik Sichleinu Midarcheim Akdoshim, if we are able to follow in their footsteps and understand with our level, on our levels, with our intellect, Velecho is just Ma'at Mihan Hogosim HaKodesh, and grab onto just a little of their holy ways, Toyolon is Chusam Haremeim El Havienu L'chol Toif. We will be able to merit if we just follow on our level, whatever we can do on what they did, to follow the Torah and the mitzvahs. Even though we cannot follow in their footsteps to the great degree that they did things, we had to follow in the footsteps in what they did, in the adherence to the Torah and mitzvahs. Then we will merit their protection. Toyalon is chusom haremeima. We will merit their great schus, lahavienu l'chol toiv, that will bring us to all good. Mashenkin, however, im niton chas shalom, kosev seiveris v'loy nirtza leilich klal b'darcheihem. But if we turn our backs on their ways, v'vaday loy lohayil v'loy lechavoy yelonu mashenaz kizchusen, it will not help us. It's not in our benefit that we will mention in the schus avos. If we don't follow in the footsteps of the fathers, how will this merit come to us? Just to bring out a point that I once saw from the Chavetz Chaim, from the Chassam Sofer rather. Sometimes we see people who are not shomer Torah mitzvahs, the Chassam Sofer says these people, when they come to a shul, they go to the paroiches and they kiss it. So I used to think it's a beautiful thing, a beautiful expression of kavod Torah, beautiful expression of love. But the Chassam Sofer says, let's take a real look what's taking place over here. The person is the Mechal Shabbos, and he comes to kiss the paroiches. What's he doing? It's not the Beis HaKnesses, it's not the shul, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Chassam Sofer. Who are we afraid of? Who are we fearing? Where's the Yiras Hashem? It's an external expression of emptiness, says the Chassam Sofer. It's kissing the paroiches. But it's not the paroiches. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Torah and the mitzvahs following in the footsteps. If one really cares and so shows respect, someone will do what the Torah says. What's written in the Torah behind the paroiches. Here the Chavetz Chaim is saying the same point. If we don't follow in the footsteps of our avos, when we mention in the Shemon Esrei, the Schus avos, how will that help us? Let's stop here for today.